Residents and staff at the Palmer and Juneau Pioneer Homes, the state-run senior care facilities, have been put on notice that a budget battle in the Alaska legislature is threatening to displace them. The budget is far from complete, and some legislators say the governor and state officials are passing blame for the cuts and resorting to scaring the elderly to get their way. That blame, the state says, lies squarely with lawmakers. Alaska Public Media's Casey Grove has more.
The fight over Alaska's budget is literally bringing people to tears.
Those people love my mother just like I do. Sorry.
This is Kim Kiefer, and she's worried about her mom, Marilyn, a Pioneer Home resident in Juneau.
I'm frustrated. I feel like it's a game that's being played right now between the Senate and the House and everybody that's being the blame game.
Marilyn and other seniors at the Pioneer Homes in Juneau and Palmer are at the center of a struggle over cuts needed to balance the state budget, with the Senate, House, and governor all involved. State senators recently approved their version of the budget, including a roughly 10% cut to the health department's funds to operate the Pioneer Homes. Health officials, in turn, notified staff in Palmer and Juneau, and word of the proposed cuts made it to residents and their family members, like Kim Kiefer and her mom.
Okay, do I need to start right now trying to look for a place for my mom that's safe?
It's a question that Republican State Senator Shelley Hughes, who represents the greater Palmer area, says Alaska's elderly population should not have to be asking. Hughes says it is the strategy of Governor Walker's administration to cause a stir among constituents to pressure legislators, particularly Republicans from the MATSU, to vote in support of a state income tax. Hughes says the administration has discretionary funds to make up the difference, and that the warning to Pioneer Homes was way too early in the budgeting process.
Using our frail elderly as a political football I can't even think of the right adjective. It is just incomprehensible. It's despicable.
Department of Health and Social Services Commissioner Valerie Davidson does not care for that metaphor.
I like to think that when we're talking about elders in our state, that we never refer to them in those derogatory terms.
Davidson disputes the claim that notifying the dozens of Pioneer Home staff and residents of a possible late summer closure amounted to fear-mongering. She says the residents and their families are already following the budget process closely. Davidson says the Senate made the cuts and that its own documentation shows the cuts were made directly to the Pioneer Homes. As for discretionary funds, Davidson says those are for unexpected expenses. She says the money is not intended to bridge a gap created by legislators' cuts.
It appears that to me that the Senate's intent was clear. It wasn't the governor's cut.
Hughes and other members of the MATSU delegation maintain the state has the flexibility with those funds to further reduce spending and still take care of Alaska's elderly Pioneer Home residents. In the meantime, the budget process continues as legislators try to reconcile different versions from the House and Senate. For Alaska Public Media, and with help from Emily Kwong, I'm Casey Grove.